people, places, and things. Then he said to him, a certain man gave a great supper and invited many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to those who were invited, come, for all things are now ready. Whether it is in person, by phone call, or in the mail, we know how it is when we receive a special invitation from a special person. After reading it carefully, we happily make the decision to attend, notifying the host of our intent, realizing that this is a meal not to be missed. We consider it an honor and privilege to have been invited and chosen to attend this most special occasion. The host, after receiving the yes reply, is excited as well. He is preparing this meal out of the goodness of his heart and from his vast treasure, with the guest in mind. He is looking forward to them coming together for a time of unmeasurable joy and gladness. The host has much to offer, and he delights in sharing with others. And then the time comes when the master's servants heralds to the invited guest, come, for all things are now ready. Luke chapter 14, verses 18 through 20 tells us, but they all with one accord began to make excuses. The first said to him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must go and see it. I ask you to have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I am going to test them. I ask you to have me excused. Still another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. They who previously were so excited about attending the banquet now have nothing but excuses as to why they cannot attend. The first man had bought some land, the second man 5 oxen, and the third man's excuse was a wife. When we think about what they said, we can see that they were more concerned about people, places, and things than they were about the banquet. Isn't that how it is today? So many who have been invited to the Lord's good eternal blessings through Jesus Christ the Lord have placed more value on people, places, and things, rejecting him and choosing allegiance rather to the things of time rather than to the eternal. So that servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in here the poor and the maimed and the lame and the blind. And the servant said, master, it is done as you commanded, and still there is room. Then the master said to the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say to you that none of those men who were invited shall taste my supper. This article was first published in the Omaha Star, November 2021. This is Velma Jean Sanders. I can be contacted at vsanders875@centurylink.net.